Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kurt Radin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kurt Radin. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verdon tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a line drive towards first. Klusowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Radin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radin bunts towards first. Long catches it and throws to Taylor, who tags Foyles for the double play. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Long tags and scores. Taylor tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-1 in the game. Drott hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Tanner now playing left field. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-1 in the game. Grote bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to second. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-1 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skinner moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skinner tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Kurt Radin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radin is 0 for 1 in the game. Radin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foyles moves to third. Radin moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foyles scores. Radin scores. Verdon moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Roman Mahias pinch runs for Bob Skinner. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Banks. Verdon scores. Mahias moves to third. It's 5-2, Pirates. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Mahias scores. Grote moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Pirates. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foyles hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roman Mejias now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Mejias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Pirates. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Tanner moves to second. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Footer Johnson pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Footer Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Mejias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Mejias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dark strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dark out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. Clemente moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente moves to third. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foyles bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clemente scores. It's 7-3, Pirates. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Porterfield moves to second. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahias hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. R.C. Stevens now playing first base. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.